You know, it's genuinely exciting to see Texas really step up and pioneer a massive shift in how the public sector handles cryptocurrency. They're finally moving past just talking about it in the legislature and actually rolling out a strategic Bitcoin Reserve Advisory Committee. It feels like we're watching history in the making.
It definitely is a significant step. And to make sure this isn't just a buzzword project, Acting Controller Kelly Hancock is leading a 5-member committee that's going to handle every single critical detail. We're talking everything from asset acquisition and secure cold storage custody to insurance protocols, accounting standards, and even market timing strategies like dollar cost averaging to really mitigate that notorious price volatility.
I love that practical approach. It really ties into Texas's bigger economic vision, right? They're strategically positioning themselves as the undisputed national hub for digital assets. It's not just about chasing trends, it's about building a lasting financial foundation.
Exactly. State officials are clearly treating Bitcoin as a legitimate financial instrument now, rather than just a speculative experiment. By allocating a portion of state funds to it, they're aiming to diversify their holdings, hedge against traditional fiat inflation, and capture real economic benefits like job creation, new tax revenue, and technological investment.
And honestly, that proactive mindset is so refreshing, especially when you look at what's happening on the federal level. It's almost like Texas is saying, we're not waiting for Washington to catch up.
That's a fair point. The state-level momentum here contrasts sharply with federal efforts, which remain pretty much stalled by regulatory uncertainty, conflicting guidance from agencies like the SEC and CFTC, and just plain political gridlock. Texas is showing that subnational governments can effectively experiment with digital asset policy on their own terms.
Right. And in doing so, they're essentially stress testing these operational frameworks. If it works, it could actually pave the way and inform how federal regulation eventually looks down the road. It's a beautiful example of grassroots policy innovation.
It absolutely signals institutional maturation for the broader cryptocurrency market. When a state-backed reserve gets involved, it reinforces Bitcoin's narrative as a strategic store of value. That kind of validation can go a long way in reducing stigma, attracting traditional financial capital, and even stabilizing market sentiment during those turbulent periods.
I'm really hopeful about that shift in perception. But you know, with great power comes great responsibility. State officials are going to need to manage taxpayer-backed funds with the exact same rigor and reporting standards they apply to traditional assets.
That's the crucial part. This initiative undeniably raises critical questions regarding custody standards, transparency, and public accountability. We've officially crossed the line from theoretical debate to practical implementation, and the stakes are real.
Exactly. If the committee can successfully balance that exciting innovation with strict risk management and complete transparency, it could easily become the national blueprint for how governments hold digital assets. I really believe in the potential here.
I agree, but we have to acknowledge the flip side. Operational missteps could absolutely trigger a severe regulatory backlash. The execution needs to be flawless.
You're right, the pressure is on. But regardless of the final outcome, Texas has decisively shifted the policy conversation. It's proof that proactive state governance can truly drive financial innovation, even when federal institutions remain gridlocked. And that's a win we can all get behind.